Season 2, episode 40. My gosh, where has the time gone? Yeah, it's your midweek bonus episode, and just still trying to get over this whole head cold allergy. I don't know what you call it. I've pretty much eaten a box and a half of the Advil cold and sinus. And you know, I've got, don't you just hate it when you got that little blob of phlegm that just sort of like dangles between your nasal cavity and the back of your throat, and it just sits there and you can't do anything with it, you know? Well, one thing that I'm not going to be doing is put a contraption on my nose that will send electrical current into my sinuses. Now, don't think that's going to happen, but somebody out there thinks it's a good idea. And they're stupid. Yeah. And I'll explain. That's still to come.
All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid. St. Eric Lane, and welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating, and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. And, you know, I just might pass along some stupid idea to cure your ailments, too. You know, there's all kinds of snake oil treatments to cure all kinds of different things out there, you know. And some people are stupid enough to try them. Of course, this is probably something I should have passed along to Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew, because last week, you know, he was talking about how he says that he put the heater on. Can't believe they have to use a heater in Florida. But he put the heater on, and all this dust has been plaguing him with allergies. Not to mention the fact he takes these cold plunges, which, frankly, I think that's what's giving him all the head colds. But nevertheless, you know, he's got the same issues with hay fever allergies as I do. I think I should just have a running subscription with the Advil company, because I'm pretty much going to the store and buying that stuff all the time. In fact, if I bought that Advil cold and sinus any more frequently, they'd probably have me flagged as a drug user. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always trying something that, you know, will alleviate allergies, you know, congestion, you know, runny nose, itchy nose, all this kind of thing. But one thing I will not do, I will not take a neti pot and drown myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, take basically a pot of water and pour it up your nose. Okay? And I'm not going to be doing this either. If you suffer from allergies, you can try it. I mean, if you're willing to, that is, strap a comically large device to your face to help deal with it. It might be good news for you with this new gadget. It's called, very cleverly, NasoCalm. NasoCalm just hit Kickstarter. Now, with this contraption, you strap it to your face for 15 minutes a day. It makes your allergies supposedly a lot better. And you're thinking, well, how do they do that? Does it put mist up your nose? No. You don't have to pour any kind of liquid up your nose? No. Does it purify the air? No. It electrocutes your nose. Yeah. They've got 6 electrodes, 3 for each of your nostrils. And it delivers little teeny tiny electric shocks to stimulate the muscles in your nose. I had no idea my nose had muscles. Now, they claim that making your nose muscles contract and relax will help clear your sinuses and let you breathe easier. And it's actually small enough to take with you, so you can use it anywhere. If you see the promo video, you'll see this guy using it at his desk at work. Now, the downside it is kind of bulky on your face. So most certainly you will be the weird one in the office. And it's going to set you back $100. But you can get it for $60 if you back them on Kickstarter. Now, they claim they're going to ship this in the spring, just in time for the allergy season. So you can sit there and you hear this. There's, you know, your coworker is shocking his nose. I think I'll stick with the Sudafed. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure I want my any electrical currents going through my nose, but never mind. Well, there's plenty of current going through a radio broadcast tower, okay? And just a little side note. Now, the FM towers are okay because they have a little antenna bolted to the very top. The towers for AM radio, you want to stay away from them because if you actually touch the actual tower of an AM radio, you could be microwaved. So you got to be careful around broadcast towers, okay? Unless, of course, you're looking for something that you can steal. Now, what on earth would you possibly want to steal from a radio broadcast tower? Well, something that these morons did. This is something like smashing all the windows of a Rolls Royce just so you can steal a copy of Green Day's Dookie on CD. This radio station in southeastern Oklahoma is off the air because the owners say some thieves chopped down their broadcast tower. Yeah, and you know what they are after? Copper in the cables. But get this. They cut up about 80 to 100 feet of copper and hauled it off. But it's only worth about $100. But the damage that they caused to the broadcast tower, that's more in the ballpark of $500,000. This happened when the station unexpectedly went off the air, and they initially thought it was because of the weather. But when they saw the tower, they realized, foul play may be involved. Well, here's Will Payne of Payne Media Group's KITX talking about the tower that was taken down.
They either use wire cutters or something really similar to that, and they just cut the guy wires on the top section, and that set of guy wires, after that, that's when it folded and came to the ground. We need to be able to reach the citizens of Northeast Texas and Southeast Oklahoma with life-saving information. And you've taken our voice off the air needlessly for, what, $100 worth of copper? Shame on you.
A man and a woman in their 30s now have been arrested for that alleged theft. $100 of copper. Well, I hope it was worth it. I hope it was worth it for this beloved 37-year-old Christian school teacher also, because, well, she's been charged with attempted murder. She allegedly tried to poison her husband while she had an affair after he set up a hidden camera that captured her in the act of adding a toxic plant to his smoothie. Her name is Sarah Schaefer, and Miss Schaefer is an art teacher at the Calvary Lutheran High School in Jefferson County, Missouri. She was first charged with first-degree domestic assault after her husband told police he'd been ill for about 6 weeks. She's since been charged now with first-degree attempted murder and armed criminal action, according to a probable cause statement that was viewed by the New York Post. Now, Jefferson City Police said that authorities were notified by the victim that he believed a period of unexplained illness was caused by an intentional act of poisoning. The husband described 8 occurrences in which the beloved Miss Schaefer provided a beverage or food that had an odd taste, and shortly after ingesting, he experienced extreme fatigue, confusion, blurred vision, severe cotton mouth, and nausea, according to the probable cause statement. He told authorities that a drink she gave him recently had a bitter taste, and when he asked her about it, she said she urinated in it and added an industrial-strength adhesive into it, according to the filing. Now, after Ms. Schaefer later denied adding anything to the smoothie, her husband installed a surveillance camera in the kitchen, where he observed a bag labeled Lily of the Valley on the table. Well, Schaefer admitted to adding a root of the plant into a blender while preparing a smoothie, according to the probable cause statement. The defendant admitted doing this with the intent to cause the victim harm. It said, adding that she also acknowledged that she knew ingesting the root could kill him. Calvary Lutheran High School said it was notified by police of a criminal matter pertaining to an employee who has since been placed on leave. Such a beloved teacher. I guess she just wanted him to experience heaven as soon as possible. Well, this guy got to go to the afterlife, and he went, I guess, snoring his way in. He's a loud snoring man in Pennsylvania who allegedly killed his neighbor during a long-standing feud over the nighttime noise, which the victim had complained he could hear through the walls connecting their homes. Christopher James Casey was arrested for fatally stabbing 62-year-old Robert Wallace when an argument over the snoring turned deadly, according to the Montgomery County District Attorney. Wallace showed up at Casey's residence while Casey was eating dinner, pulled out a screen, and unlocked a window on Casey's porch before the two started yelling at each other. The argument got heated and escalated, and Casey stabbed Wallace in the chest several times with a large military-style knife. Wallace was found lying on the ground 50 feet from his home. He was taken to a hospital where he was then pronounced dead. Casey told police at the hospital Wallace had not been threatening him when he stabbed him in the doorway, but revealed that the two had been having personal issues for the past 18 months, prompting numerous police calls over Wallace's complaints about his snoring, according to WPVI. Now, the two men were already known to police due to ongoing arguments, including those arguments about the defendant's loud snoring, which the victim could hear through those shared walls of the two residences, according to prosecutors. After about 20 minutes of speaking, though, through the window, Casey told police Wallace appeared to calm down, wanted to shake hands, and even offered to help pay for nasal surgery to help with the snoring, according to the affidavit. I wonder maybe if that would include electrocuting his nose. I'm not sure. But anyway, Casey didn't believe him. Casey said he did not believe Wallace's intention to try to work this out and shake hands and try to fix the situation was genuine, according to the police. So as a result, Casey decided to surprise him by stabbing Wallace with a knife. That probably would surprise anybody. Casey was charged with third-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, and possessing instruments of a crime. The good news is the snoring stopped. Well, how drunk do you have to be to go bagel shopping naked? Well, there was a naked man that was taken into custody in a downtown Pittsburgh bagel shop. According to the criminal complaint, the officers responded to Brugger's Bagels on Grant Street for reports of a man exposing himself. Police received a second call about the man on his way to the scene. The complaint said responding officers saw the naked man, later identified as Brandon George, standing in the doorway as soon as they got to the bagel shop. Officers told him to put his clothes back on, to which he said, okay, and bent over to grab his pants. Then he stood up, and then he didn't put anything back on, and then said, max ammo, to which officers told him he was being taken into custody, according to the complaint. The complaint also said officers smelled a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from George's breath. He also had glassy and bloodshot eyes. That's a good sign. George also resisted being put in the back of the patrol car, according to the complaint. The employee at Brugger's Bagels told police George came into the store, bought a coffee, and left. Then a few minutes later, she looks up, and he's standing there naked outside the building. Okay. Well, there you have it. If you're going to do bagel shopping, please put on some clothes. All right. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration is actively recruiting workers who suffer, quote, severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions. Did I mention this was from the Federal Aviation Administration? They're doing it under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Now, the FAA's website says, and I quote, Targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruiting and hiring. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism. They want to hire you to help fly planes. Just keep that in mind. The initiative is part of the FAA's Diversity and Inclusion Hiring Plan, which says, quote, diversity is integral to achieving the FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. Tell me how that is possible if you have severe intellectual disabilities or complete paralysis. The FAA is overseen by the Secretary Pete Buttigieg's Department of Transportation. It's a government agency charged with regulating civil aviation, employing about 45,000 people. I mean, suddenly that old ad slogan, come fly the friendly skies, suddenly no longer applies to U.S. airspace. Well, there was a town in Illinois. It's Edwardsville, Illinois. And that town is fining a church $750 a day for offering warming centers for homeless people because they don't have the right permit and they haven't applied for it yet. That comes as bitter cold temperatures had hit the Midwest recently. The First Baptist Church of Edwardsville is being penalized for opening its doors to those in need. We've got Sabrina Trupia. She's a neighbor and volunteer at the church's warming shelter, talking about some of the pushback that the shelter has been getting.
I had assumed, apparently wrongly, that people in this neighborhood would have been happy to help the other people in Edwardsville. These are people that live here. They're not coming from anywhere else. There are people in the community.
Now, back in the fall of last year, the city of Edwardsville notified the shelter organizers with the Glen Ed Ministerial Alliance, or the GEMA, about the need for a special use permit to ensure the life safety measures were in place. A man lost both of his feet in Edwardsville to the cold 2 years ago. The overnight warming location at the church was activated, and that prompted the city to issue a citation to the absence of that special use permit application. The city of Edwardsville claims it's a zoning violation, which means it's a $750 fine per day for the shelter. The church is refuting the claim, citing a special permit issued in 1969 that allows the ministry to house the community, meaning that it can provide shelter to those in need under that mission. Some neighbors also oppose the shelter. The city of Edwardsville said that they have not collected any fines and still remain committed to working with the organizers. So, well, let's just see how that works out, shall we? I know that it's getting definitely warm, and we're not necessarily talking about the warming centers. Well, among the species identified as the most likely invaders, here we've got the alawife, the zebra mussel, the red swamp crayfish. Now, these species were all studied and ranked based upon the likeliness that they could arrive and the likeliness that they could spread and establish and the severity of their impact on the surrounding ecology if they did. This is according to a co-author of this study. Her name is Dia Lawrence. Well, the fourth species that topped the list kind of surprised even Lawrence. It is the crab-eating maquay, type of monkey. A crab-eating monkey, okay? Looking at the potential impacts, you know, that's what really alarmed me, that Lawrence says in an interview recently. She explained, in addition to ecological damage, they could have a human impact as well. This species relative to the Rheus maquay is already established in Florida and carries a deadly strain of herpes that the crab-eating maquay could become carriers for as well. And the crab-eating maquay are already in the state for biological testing. So Florida now has a new invasive species, the crab-eating monkey, which is related to the deadly swimming monkeys. More poisonous monkeys in Florida. We have poisonous monkeys. We have pythons. We have alligators. What else do we have that's, I don't know, keeping me from going to Florida? Well, we have a man who was driving a skid loader
who intentionally collided with a police car at a Home Depot in Nebraska. This man was allegedly driving his Bobcat skidder loader recklessly in several parking lots. Officers actually confronted this guy at a nearby Home Depot. He managed to hit several vehicles and the building, then crashed into a Lincoln Police Department cruiser. There was an officer that was inside the cruiser when the crash happened. One person suffered minor injuries after the skid loader collided with their car. There's a witness to the situation. His name is Zachary Martin, talking about what he saw and attempting to stop the man by cutting a hydraulic line with his knife.
I seen Dodge Ram, front bumper on the bucket, up in the air, and I'm thinking, you know, this dude, he must have stole something in the Dodge Ram. That's probably the snow removal guys that got yelled at by loss prevention, whatnot, to, hey, stop that truck or something. Only thing going through my head is someone's got to stop this. Like, there is a Home Depot full of contractors, big burly dudes twice my size. Like, come on now, y'all. Exposed hydraulic lines. Go get a bolt cutter from aisle 5. I shouldn't be the one that's having to do it. You know what? Screw it.
The man finally surrendered after authorities drew their weapons and commanded him to exit the Bobcat. He was arrested on charges of second-degree assault and criminal mischief. Yeah. Suddenly now, I guess Nebraska wants to ban bobcats because they could be used as lethal weapons. Well, you know, there is a problem with some drug screening. And one of those problems is that you know if your sample is going to come back positive. There's not a whole lot you can really do about it, see? So it's like, you know, you really can't mask drug screening, right? Unless you got a 42-year-old woman in Florida, where else, named Jessica Beatty, who was caught trying to defraud her court-ordered drug screening by using pee that she somehow managed to collect from her aunt's dog. Sounds like she was caught with the pee before she submitted it. Then she admitted that it was her aunt's dog's pee. She also provided a valid sample, which was probably not clean. And I mean, what kind of person would try to submit dog pee if they weren't using drugs? Well, Jessica was charged with urine testing fraudulent practices. Oh, and just to be clear, her scheme would not have worked even if the probation officer didn't see the dog pee. Drug tests can easily differentiate human pee for non-human pee. Yeah, she's in huge trouble now, too. I mean, not talk about being in the doghouse. I mean, it's not every day you see dog pee in a cup. Mostly it's winding up on your carpet. I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even if a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Vrbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle at Insane Eric Lane.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
Well, in the run-up to Iowa's Republican presidential caucuses, more than 20 candidate events were canceled, postponed, or moved virtually because of the winter weather they had. Or, in the case of Asa Hutchinson, just canceled due to the fact nobody ever showed up. It was frigid and snowy throughout lots of parts of the country. Or, as Donald Trump would say, the perfect weather for the total ice queen, Nikki Haley. A new study revealed the best teas for constipation.
This is wild. I mean, who knew Taco Bell made tea now? Actually, the best one for constipation is organic senna tea. If you drink this stuff, you'll be dropping more bombs than Barack Obama in the Middle East. An English shopper who paused after a trip to the supermarket so she could snap a picture of a pretty sunset captured what appeared to be a UFO on camera. But this isn't surprising to Americans who shop at Walmart because we see aliens all the time. People in the UK have nothing to worry about, though, when it comes to an invasion because, you know, just like tourists, aliens would immediately be scared away by the food. Hollywood icon Harrison Ford was awarded the Career Achievement Award for the 29th Critics' Choice Awards. It's a great honor, even if the ceremony had less viewers than the last Indiana Jones movie. I mean, seriously, who the heck tunes into the Critics' Choice Awards? It's so universally ignored that pretty soon it'll be called the Oscars. Taylor Swift's second cousin, Danny Fry III, claims he set up the singer with the football star, Travis Kelce, which means he's now more hated by the NFL fans than even the commissioner, Roger Goodell. And former NFL tight end Rob Gronkowski thinks the Atlanta Falcons will be aggressive in pursuing Bill Belichick as their new head coach. But now the Falcons are really so unattractive, they may as well just be called Brittany Mahomes. The Falcons have complete bums at the quarterback position. But Bill will just be happy to coach anyone not named Mac Jones. NBC revealed that the Chiefs-Dolphins game was the most streamed event ever on Peacock, with 23 million viewers tuning in. And the very next day also saw the most people trying to cancel a subscription service at the same time. And biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy suspended his bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, which is bad news for Nikki Haley's husband because now he'll go back to being the only man she argues with constantly. I mean, Vivek also endorsed former President Donald Trump, which means that there's now a slight chance that Donnie won't give him an offensive nickname or something like that on Truth Social. And Stanley Cups continue to be all the rage as people flock to Target and Starbucks to grab those big bottles, but it's mainly Arizona Coyotes hockey players because this is the only Stanley Cup they're ever going to hold. The craze over this pink and red Stanley Cup that are insulated at, you know, they sell them at Target and Starbucks. That's the latest example of this age-old marketing practice where companies create buzz to fuel a fad. Of course, I guess it's the only buzz people can get right now because of dry January. Netflix has unveiled a new trailer for Spaceman, their highly anticipated sci-fi drama starring Adam Sandler. Kind of shocking. I mean, the fact that Sandler did this before making Grown Ups in Space, that is. I mean, it can't be any worse than most of his recent movies, which had us all wishing we lived on another planet. And USC quarterback Caleb Williams has officially declared for the NFL draft, and he'll probably get drafted by either the Bears or the Commanders, which means his career is likely over before it begins. And it's been nearly 2 years, but record snowless streaks were ended after more than 700 days in New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore. And now everyone in those cities can finally make snowmen complete with coal eyes, carrot noses, and bulletproof vests. And a German man broke a Guinness World Record when he downed a cup of coffee in 3.12 seconds. And then he broke the record for the fastest dash to the toilet. I mean, is anybody really surprised that this dude can slam it down so fast? I mean, Germans start chugging beer by grade school. And a copy of The Amazing Spider-Man number 1 from March of 1963 was auctioned for a record-breaking $1.38 million. And just like a comic book geek with a girlfriend, this has never been seen before. Demi Moore was recently photographed cuddling her beloved Chihuahua. Of course, after watching Demi in striptease, most people would rather see her sweater puppies. And the lake effect snow threatened to disrupt the Buffalo Bills game yet again when they prepared to host the Kansas City Chiefs in their divisional round. But look, it was kind of a really big deal because fans would have no idea how Taylor Swift would get to the game. Electric car owners are sounding off as those frigid temperatures left them with dead batteries and long lines to charge their vehicles. They were pretty upset because, you know, it was nearly impossible. It's a virtue signal while their car's broken down on the side of the road. One expert told Fox Chicago, cold weather can impact the ability of electric vehicles to charge properly. I mean, it's getting so bad that even the carjackers are avoiding them. And Applebee's offered an exclusive weekly date night pass for $200 that included up to $30 worth of food per week for a whole year. It's the perfect thing for a couple who enjoys getting indigestion and diarrhea together. They did specifically say $30 worth of food per week. I mean, mainly because they know there are animals out there who'd show up once per week just to drink 30 dollaritas, right? The horror parody film Pinocchio Unstrung has been officially announced, and a sneak peek revealed that a first look at the film's horrifying reimaginings of Pinocchio. And in a movie like this, I guess you don't want to know where Pinocchio's nose goes. And Jim Carrey was pictured celebrating his 62nd birthday with comedic colleagues. Some of the funniest people in America were there, and also Jimmy Kimmel. And a stunning report stated Mike McCarthy is going to keep his job as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, which means that there's now a fan base suffering even more than the New York Jets. And the new sci-fi thriller called ISS is out in theaters, but given how badly this is bombing, it should be called ISIS. I mean, here's the synopsis. Tensions flare in the near future aboard the International Space Station as conflict breaks out on Earth. Sounds like everybody's fighting, which none of us really need to see after just spending the holidays with our families. Former President Donald Trump hit back against the fears over his age, saying that there was a big difference between 77 and 80, but many people are disagreeing with old Donnie because President Biden was incoherent in his 70s, too. Yeah. Trump also praised his own mental virility, saying, "I feel my mind is stronger now than it was 25 years ago." Yeah, but at his age, you just know the same can't be said for his urine stream. Official government statistics reveal that 7 out of 10 people in England never ride a bicycle. Kind of sounds like the English are doing so little exercise they're starting to identify as Americans. I mean, surprisingly, only 29% of respondents said more bike lanes would persuade them to ride more. A majority of these people want to avoid any physical activity whatsoever, which really isn't good news for their sex lives. Antarctic weather brought more misery to much of the U.S., especially for people unaccustomed to such bitter cold places like Memphis. Yeah, it was so cold in that city. People were putting regular sweater vests over their bulletproof ones. Memphis residents were urged to boil water, as some had no water at all after freezing temperatures broke water mains across the city. Meanwhile, everybody in Nashville stayed warm just by drinking enough Tennessee whiskey to kill a small elephant. A woman recently took a pig into an Apple store in Brazil, then let it defecate all over the floor and didn't even offer to help clean it up. It was the biggest pile of crap in an Apple store since the iPod Shuffle. You know, you just can't leave poop all over the floor. What does she think this is? A San Francisco sidewalk? The flight attendant will not be taking to the skies for a third season, with the Kaley Cuoco comedy thriller series being canceled after two seasons. Kind of sounds like this series somehow fell apart faster than a Boeing airplane. This flight attendant is taking a serious beating, too. I mean, which kind of makes me wonder why she's not working for Spirit Airlines. And Reese Witherspoon's fans were grossed out after the actress posted a TikTok video in which she eats snow off of her car. They'd rather she be like every other celebrity and just snort a certain type of snow up her nose. People were seriously grossed out, though, by this. I mean, really, what a bunch of snowflakes. South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace endorsed former President Trump, another snub to Nikki Haley from a Republican ally in her home state. Jeez, I mean, Nikki is more hated at home now than a deadbeat dad. Less than a fifth of millennials, specifically those between 26 and 35, are certain that they want to become parents one day. Having kids is kind of like owning a home, you know? Millennials will never know what that feels like. And concerned scientists say that the melting Arctic permafrost could unleash ancient zombie viruses and trigger a catastrophic global health emergency. And the only cure for this super scary bug will be mail-in ballots. Yeah. The real question is, will the zombie viruses turn people into zombies? Although we're already dealing with the living dead every time we listen to our president speak. And Elle King admitted she was drunk during her disastrous performance at Dolly Parton's 78th birthday celebration at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. But look, in a city like Nashville, it's way more surprising when somebody's sober. The video footage shows that she's absolutely slopped.
I mean, you know, it's bad when even Nancy Pelosi thinks you drank too much. And finally, the Detroit Lions are the biggest underdog left in the playoffs as their Super Bowl odds are limited at 7-1. And if you bet on that, let me encourage you to pick up your cell phone and dial 1-800-GAMBLER. Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions or opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
And this week's Genius Awards, Florida authorities arrested a 35-year-old man who, they say, was discovered prowling around a backyard with underwear around his neck. Cape Coral police said the officers arrested Troy Dean Stewart after someone called 911 about a prowler in the 2000 block of Everest Parkway. The caller said that they saw someone in their backyard near their dock and had also noticed the person on surveillance cameras. Police said they discovered Stewart in an empty parking lot lying on his stomach between a hedge and brush near a seawall. He was wearing an outfit matching the description of the suspected prowler and also a pair of navy underwear around his neck. Stewart reportedly told police he was exercising and just wanted to run along the canal, and he said the underwear around his face was to protect him from the cold, according to the police. The police also said Stewart said he was hiding because two men confronted him. A neighbor told police the two bonsai trees were stolen from their yards, valued at $7,000. Officers said they discovered the bonsai trees at Stewart's home, but they were not the stolen plants. Stewart was charged with loitering and prowling. It's unclear whether he'll be in court or if he even has an attorney. Of course, he tried to claim that he was working out. Now, somebody needs to just remind him that panty raiding doesn't count as exercise. Maybe it's a new exercise move. I don't know. Maybe it's called the Bill Clinton. And then there's this. A 41-year-old Florida man was arrested after he allegedly stashed NFL cards, deviled eggs, and other items into a backpack that he stole from Walmart and left the store without paying for them. Kevin Miller was charged with larceny, petty theft, and possession of drug equipment after the incident that unfolded at the Walmart in Bushnell. A loss prevention officer told deputies he saw a man, later identified as Miller, allegedly putting items from his shopping cart into a black backpack that he removed from a store shelf. And video surveillance confirmed Miller was putting the items into the backpack. Now, according to the affidavit, the following items were found inside that backpack. There were five boxes of NFL cards, chicken salad, banana pudding, strawberry cheesecake, deviled eggs, pepperoni, and pepper jack cheese. Everything came out to a grand total of $397.27. Miller allegedly exited through the garden center without paying or attempting to pay for any of those items. He was confronted by law enforcement in the parking lot. Now, when Miller was arrested, the deputies found a crumpled up piece of aluminum foil with burnt residue in his pants pocket. It was also a green straw that had a white powdery residue on it. Both items later tested presumptive positive for meth. Miller was transported to the Sumter County Detention Center, and he's been released after posting a $4,000 bond. So I wonder if he got a Dak Prescott card. He might have been able to get it autographed as well because, you know, after Dak's playoff performance, he's probably working at Walmart. And placing deviled eggs in a backpack is pretty bold. The bag was probably smellier than the average Walmart shopper. Or how about this? A Noble County, Ohio sheriff, Jason Mackey, is reporting that Deputy Perry was out on patrol on I-77 and observed a white car swerving in and out of the lane of travel. He initiated a traffic stop and contacted the driver, who was a 28-year-old named Larry Barney of Canton, Ohio. Barney was reportedly on the phone when Deputy Perry approached him, and Barney reportedly kept telling the person on the phone that he's going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. Now, Deputy Perry said he could smell marijuana as he talked to Barney, and Deputy Baker arrived to assist and deployed canine Cora for an open-air sniff while Deputy Perry was writing a traffic citation. Canine Cora alerted and indicated on the driver's door. Deputies conducted a probable cause search of the vehicle and discovered baggies of marijuana and a handgun. The handgun was returned as stolen. And after a brief investigation, it was discovered that Barney was not permitted to possess a handgun due to his criminal record. So Barney was arrested and booked into the Noble County Jail and charged with felony receiving stolen property and weapons under disability and driving on a suspended or revoked driver's license. Yeah, this clown was smoking weed, driving, and talking on the phone. The only thing he did right was correctly state, I'm going to jail. Now, he even had a stolen handgun. Now, it's his life that's totally shot. And what about this? When you open up a box of chicken wings from Zaxby's, the last thing you'd expect to find would be counterfeit money. But a 26-year-old Florida man stashed the fake currency that he made in his Zaxby's chicken wing box, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's. The department said a deputy was conducting a citizen contact with two men in their car in a Zaxby's parking lot in Tampa. While they were talking to them, he detected an odor of marijuana and discovered one of the men had an outstanding warrant from DeSoto County for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. The deputy then detained Brian Chapman and searched the vehicle. Now, that's when he opened up a chicken wing box and found it full of counterfeit money, along with a firearm in a black trash bag. Chapman admitted to producing and possessing the fake currency and the firearm. He was arrested and booked into the local detention facility without bond. Chapman is facing charges for his warrant, along with the counterfeit currency and firearm. So what they found in the box obviously was disturbing. And after they removed the chicken wings, the fake money was pretty bad, too. I mean, cops knew there was something off with these two. In fact, the only normal thing about them was that they were parked in a fast food lot stinking of marijuana. And you got to check this one out. The Buffalo Wild Wings had closed when 25-year-old Justin Carpenter pulled up to the Lawrence, Indiana restaurant around midnight looking for some food. Fried pickles, to be exact. In an ill-advised bid to get the kitchen reopened, Carpenter made a proposal, a barter exchange to B-Dub's employees, two of whom were minors. As alleged by police, Carpenter offered drugs to Buffalo Wild Wings workers in exchange for fried pickles. Carpenter, who was wearing an ankle monitor as a result of a prior drug arrest, offered marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, and vape cartridges containing THC, according to the workers interviewed by the police. Carpenter, accompanied by a male friend, reportedly declared, if you make us some fried pickles, I'll make it worth it. Employees did not agree to the drugs for pickles trade, and Carpenter departed the Buffalo Wild Wings. But before leaving, though, investigators charge that Carpenter did leave three small bags of marijuana on the restaurant's front counter and told the manager, give these bags to the kids. Police tracked Carpenter's vehicle to a nearby Speedway gas station where he was taken into custody. Post-arrest searches of Carpenter and his car turned up marijuana, cocaine, oxycodone, and Xanax. Carpenter was then arrested on multiple felony and misdemeanor narcotics charges and booked into the county jail. This was a terrible trade because one thing is a dangerous substance that could lead to serious physical problems, and the other is drugs. This guy really had a fried pickle craving. But now where he's going, he'll be seeing plenty of big pickles. And you'll never believe this. A 62-year-old Florida man was taken to jail that he allegedly got into a physical fight with another man and then stole a pint of vodka from a woman, according to the deputies. Billy Costner of Key Largo was arrested and booked into jail on charges of battery and theft, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office in their post on social media. Deputies said they responded to a fight shortly before 4 in the afternoon on the 99600 block of the Overseas Highway. Witnesses told law enforcement that Cosner punched a 41-year-old man multiple times in the face and left the area with a pint of vodka that he had reportedly stolen from a 45-year-old woman. He was found nearby and taken into custody. Now, what this man did was reprehensible. I mean, not the face punching, but the stealing of someone's vodka. I mean, this guy took shots. And in addition to ripping vodka, he punched some dude in the face multiple times, too. Okay, one more. A 22-year-old Florida woman was charged with DUI after slamming her car into the front of a shopping center, according to the Clearwater Police Department. According to the authorities, just before 7 in the morning, officers were dispatched to a shopping center for a report of a crash. When they got there, officers found that Dania Trejo was driving a 2010 Hyundai Sonata when the car veered out of control, crossed the median, crossed into the eastbound lane, jumped the curb, and then landed in the shopping center. Police said the car went through the front door in the front glass area of a dental office and stopped once it crashed inside Skyline Chill next door. Authorities added nobody was in either business and there were no injuries reported. Trejo was charged with driving under the influence. Yeah, plowing right through a dental office. Hopefully, though, she was reminded that there are still easier ways to get an appointment. Yeah, she tried to claim that she wasn't drinking, but the cops knew that she was lying right through her teeth. Yeah. So why don't you help spread the stupidity, huh? Share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. This is 5-Star Stupidity. So please give it a 5-star rating. When you rate and review the podcast, it helps it to show up prominently in searches when people are searching for stupidity. And if you stream the podcast, but you've got poor cell or Wi-Fi coverage, well, try downloading each episode to your podcast player. Podcast Addict is an app I recommend for optimum performance, absolutely free. They do have two types of paid versions, too. And besides this episode, there's also the weekend episode where Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew, joins in with his witty commentary to the stupidity. Pancho also answers your questions with his sage wisdom. You can ask Pancho about anything, and you can test your skill against Pancho during the weekly Insane Game Show. And after both episodes have been published, I then post links to those stories that were based on those different stories on Telegram Messenger. If you join Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World channel, you can check out those links, and you can even make comments about them and share them with your friends, as well as interacting with the podcast as well. You can preview the channel and get a link to download the Telegram Messenger app at t.me/InsaneEricLane. That's t.me/InsaneEricLane. It's free and available in desktop or mobile versions for Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple platforms. And don't forget, follow me on social media using the handle @InsaneEricLane on Facebook or X. You can also visit my website at www.InsaneEricLane.com. And finally, ponder this. Theme parks can snap a crystal clear picture of you on a roller coaster going 70 miles an hour, but bank cameras can't get a clear shot of a robber standing still. Kong, ki-chong, Kong, Kong, ki-chong, Kong, 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 Kong,
Kong, Kong. Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com, from Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy at the United Stations Radio Network, SheetHappens.com, Good Parts Media, and Mr. Laughs.
Theme music from Randy Stonehill. It's a Great Big Stupid World, copyright 1992 Stonehillian Music, Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available anywhere you purchase music.
Thanks for making it to the end of Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World. Please be sure to seek therapy to ensure you still have your wits with you. And if this has inspired you to try your hand at making a podcast, you can do it absolutely free with Spotify for Podcasters. The editing and music library are at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.